On July 14, 2003, the government admitted that the Air Force did have an operating base located on the shore of Groom Lake in southern Nevada. People had given it the nickname Area 51 prior to that confirmation. Outside of being acknowledged as a testing and training place for the military, no further information has been released. So as you can imagine, we could not get an interview with anybody there. But we have the next best thing, Pat, a waitress at the Little Ale Inn. I'm guessing that's a play on words for Little Alien. How are you, Pat?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
You aren't just a waitress there. This is your gig. You own the whole thing. You guys have a restaurant. You guys have a little hotel there. You can camp there if you want.
Right. I have a gift shop, a bar, a restaurant, motel rooms. You name it, we have it.
How long has the Little Alien been around?
20 years.
You guys have a web address people can go to?
Of course, littlealien.com. But as you said, it is a play on words. It's little, the whole word spelled out, A-L-E-I-N-N.com. And I think you'll really enjoy our website. But even better, I'd love you to come here to Rachel and visit the Little Alien.
So you guys are in Rachel, Nevada. How far away is that from what's known as Area 51?
Well, Area 51 is 26 and a half miles from our place to the middle of the runway.
Did you grow up in this area, or did the attraction to the aliens take you here?
We came as a tourist in the beginning and then bought some property, and one thing led to another, and 20 years later, here I still am owning the little beautiful alien.
What do you guys serve in there? What kind of food?
Well, of course, our very famous, world-famous alien burger. What else could you have and not enjoy? Because they are, in fact, out of this world. Go ahead, laugh. You'll come and have one of these days and say, oh, I've got to go back for another.
What separates your alien burger from, like, just a regular hamburger?
Everything.
What's on it?
Aliens. We grind them fresh every morning. I can't tell you what's on the alien burger.
Everything is a secret.
Everything.
In southern Nevada.
Well, you have to. And then we also have a saucer burger. And then we have some really just good home country cooking.
How many people come to this area? Is this a big thing? How many people come and look for aliens?
There are people that come every day of the year. I have not gone through a day that we have not had visitors here from absolutely around the world. Some days, of course, we have more. Right now, it's a little bit slow. Gas prices have been pretty high. But those things are changing, and I think everything will change again.
So has there been somebody from outside America that you're like, you can't believe you're seeing a person from this country here?
Oh, I have had visitors at the Little Alien from every country in the world. I mean, my little place even made the front page of the only English newspaper in Saudi Arabia. So, you know, we've just had advertising, and we've had people from everywhere. We've made the Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force newspapers. We've been in Business Week magazine. We're the third scariest place in the United States.
Do you ever have any military guys who just all of a sudden just said, you know what, I quit Area 51, and they just walk out and they go down to the local place to get something to eat there in Rachel, and they just spill everything that goes inside there?
I'm sorry, I can't tell you that has ever happened, because it never has. You know, people work really hard to have a high security clearance for there. And they're not going to do that. Everybody needs a job, especially today, the way things are. But, no.
And these people that come to search for aliens and stuff like that, do they just go out into the desert and take, like, a telescope and look up into the air? Or what is the process?
Some of that does happen with people going out and watching. We've had several. You know, well, we hold seminars out in the Rachel area. We have one Memorial Day weekend, and now they're holding one in Alamo on Labor Day weekend. So then Alamo's only 56 miles away. We have a great time with them. We learn a lot. There's a lot of information from people from everywhere.
Have you ever had anybody describe an actual being that they saw in front of them?
Yes.
And could you paint a little picture for us about what that would look like?
Big eyes, the short stature. There are so many different types of beings, and I think a lot of them walk among us. Matter of fact, I really think you may be one of them. Well,
okay.
But, you know, really and truly, there's an awful lot of fact out here that is a very good thing to get a hold of. And when two or three people can get together and really discuss things that have happened in their lives or things that they've learned from someone else, it's a wonderful day's experience.
And again, we've been talking with Pat from the Little Alien down in Rancho, Nevada. What's the most popular item that you guys sell in that gift shop that you have to keep reordering?
Oh, coffee cups and T-shirts. But I have alien head banks. I have cookie jars. I have coffee cups that are alien heads. Shot glasses, ashtrays, bells, salt and pepper shakers.
I have cards.
Do
you have a favorite alien movie of all time?
Well, it has to be the whole Star Trek. Whole Star Trek series.
Well, Pat, thanks for giving us a few minutes today.
Well, thank you. I hope that we will see you in Rachel someday. And once again, Little Alien, littlealien.com. Check us out.
Pat from the Little Alien in Rachel, Nevada, talking a little bit about Area 51 and aliens. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you. We'll talk to you the next time.